What do you call the outside part of the walnut?
Hull.
And then how about that real hard part on the inside?
That's what we call the walnut.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever heard it called,
uh-huh.
Just a walnut.
Now, did you ever have at Christmas time people would get from the store a kind of nut that's shaped like, well, like your eye?
Yeah. Is that what's called nigger toes?
Well, there's one kind like that, and then there's another kind, and some people call them almonds, and some call them almonds.
Yeah, now,
what did you?
Let's see, they're shaped. Them and the nigger toes are different things.
Mm-hmm.
Most people call them almonds, but
uh-huh.
some almonds.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You'd heard both names.
Yeah.
Well, another thing that sometimes maybe at Christmas time,
pecans.
Mm-hmm. They have those, and then a type of fruit sometimes at Christmas time that they would put in your stocking. A fruit that comes from Florida.
Oranges.
Yeah. Did they used to
yeah.
do that? Now, if you had oranges. If you had some oranges and then you went to squeeze one and there wasn't any more, you'd say your oranges were
gone.
And what about in the garden? Now, this next part's about different things in the garden that you might grow. Now, it's a little red vegetable and it grows down under the ground. It's red on the outside.
Radishes.
And what about the plants that you have to stake, that you have to tie them up, that you have big red
tomatoes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did you raise those?
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking we stake up our beans.
Mm-hmm. But you used to have, you raised tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we stake tomatoes, everybody does around here. And I do too, only sometimes. Now the tomato was a vine when it was discovered in some foreign country. Do you remember where it was discovered, the first tomatoes?
I think it was in South America, somewhere in South America.
I believe it was too, maybe Brazil.
Maybe Brazil, but somewhere in South America.
And they were a running vine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And tomatoes does better. Instead of staking them up, if you can cover the ground under with paper, heavy brown paper, or straw, or sawdust. Now it's the straw, the rain goes right on through.
Uh-huh.
And the sawdust does pretty well. With the paper, you have punched little holes until the rain will go down through it and not hold up there and rot the tomato. But you'll have a lot bigger tomatoes if you let them run.
Have you done those like
that? Uh-huh. Because that's their natural way of
that's
doing
it. That's their natural, I sure do.
That's the way I did mine last year. Now, year before last, I staked them and tied them. When you stake them, it's a lot of trouble. You've got to tie them every few days.
That's right.
Or they'll get to falling off over before you had them tied. So I said last year, I'm not going to tie mine. I'm going to save all the bags that I buy chicken feed in. They're big, heavy bags. And I put them under them. And then just take a knife and punch a hole here and there so the rain will go down through. And you have, your tomatoes are twice as big.
I didn't know that.
Big old pretty things.
Well, that's really interesting.
Because that's their natural.
Uh-huh. That's really interesting. What about those little tiny tomatoes?
Tomatoes.